Carlson Pet Hospital.
Who's speaking?
This is Rick.
Rick, are you the feller that puts them dogs up after you take them in to groom?
No, not generally.
Yeah. Listen, I think you's the one that took our little dog we had it in there last week for grooming.
What's the last name?
Mercer. It's a little poodle, little white French poodle. It's my wife's lap dog.
Okay.
And listen, we got him picked up her and brought it home, and he's missing a collar and the tags and such out there as a collar my little stepdaughter wove out of her long hair. She wove it for him. Got it cut short last summer for softball, and she wove it hair it left over her into a dog collar, and we lost that thing.
All right, let me spell your last name for me.
It's Mercer. Listen, that ain't the worst of it, though. That dog, we call him Marcel Marceau.
Uh-huh.
And Marcel dug out of the fence and runned off. And we found out that the pound had picked him up and put him to sleep before we could get out there. Because he didn't have no tags on it.
Well, I'm not aware of that situation.
But by God, they done it.
Let me see what I can find out. I'm not familiar with it, so let me see what I can find out.
Well, what I was getting ready to tell you is that I expect y'all are going to pay for the damn dog. You are. You're the one that put him up and lost his damn collar and tags.
What day was this?
Thursday last week.
Thursday?
Yeah. Last week. You gonna buy me another dog, and I figure somewhere twixt $250 and $400 for a new French poodle.
Let me find out. Do you know, when did you pick the dog up?
Friday.
You picked it up Friday?
Yep.
So we boarded it overnight?
Yeah, you boarded it overnight. Listen, I brought the dog in there with a hair collar and tags on it. We picked it up. The tags and the collar was gone.
Okay, do you
and
know
the dog
what?
Got out of the fence, and the pound picked it up and killed it.
Okay, when did you, you picked it up Friday at what time?
Hell, I don't know. All I know is we got a dead dog, and my wife is upset she can't hardly stand it.
I'm trying to find out exactly where the collar is and what happened is why I need to know the time.
Well, I don't know where it is, neither. I figured y'all lost it down there.
On Friday.
Listen, she's tore it up.
Okay,
she cries every time she sees his empty doggy dish over there.
Friday evening, or?
I don't know.
Okay,
all I know is I got a dead dog.
I'm going to try and find if the collar is here.
I'm coming down there here in about half an hour.
Okay.
And what I expect out of you is somewhere between $250 and $400. We might just call it even $350.
Hold on just a second.
Or you're going to get your damned ass whooped.
Hold on just a second.
I ain't holding on for nobody.
Okay, well, I need to find some information out here.
How big a boy are you?
That's got nothing to do with it. I need to find out some information so I can...
The only information you need to know is I got a dog that's dead, and it's y'all's fault.
Well, that's exactly what I'm trying to find out.
Poor little Marcel Marceau, you know, we named him that because he wouldn't bark.
Mm-hmm.
And he probably didn't even put up much of a struggle.
Yeah,
has it been since you've had your ass whooped?
I don't know, but I tell you what, if you come on down, because I'm there's nothing on this book, and there's no grooming, so that's fine. I mean, this is a situation that come on down.
By God, I'm getting ready to.
Okay.
What do you look like?
What? Don't worry. You just come in, and we'll take care of the situation, because...
I guarantee you will.
There is no Mercer on these books, so I don't know if you've got the wrong place or what, but there is no Mercer on any of our grooming.
You done killed little Marcel.
Pardon me?
You done killed little Marcel.
No, I didn't. I did not kill your dog. I'm not into killing dogs. We're into saving dogs' lives.
Well, what you done was you lost his collar and he ended up...
I did not lose any dog's collar. I am not a groomer. And I did not lose any dog's collar. There is no Mercer down here. So I don't know if you've got the wrong business or what, but there is no Mercer on any of these grooming books.
Maybe you got it under Marcel's name. Maybe you got
there
it under...
No Marcel.
Marceau?
No, none. Last Thursday, you said you brought it in Thursday and picked it up Friday, that we did not have any grooming at all last Thursday.
Dadgummit, every time I think of that little fella running real fast on the linoleum floor.
I sympathize.
Looked like he was running against the wind.
Like I said, we're in the business of saving dogs' lives, not taking them.
Well, that's what I'd figure, too.
That's why we're here.
Little half-eaten slipper off in the corner over there. It's a sad sight.
Uh-huh.
So not only did you lose my damn dog's collar, did you become a victim of a joke?
I know that. I know that. Is Paul right there with you? I'm not a victim of a joke. I know exactly what's going on.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Oh, yeah, I did. Paul Robertson had you dubbed because of the shit I've been giving him. I'm there.
Rick, this is Phil and Brent at KMOD Radio in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Hey, Tulsa. What's happening?
Hey, Rick.
Bring your dog on in and we'll groom it.
I ain't going to let you touch him now.
Morning 6 to 10. Phil and Brent on Tulsa's Rock Station. 97.5 KMOD.